Betraying a Brother, Judges 15, 7 through 12.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Samson said to them, "If you behave like this, surely I will take revenge on you, and after that I will cease." He struck them hip and thigh with a great slaughter, and he went down and lived in the cave at Etam's rock. Then the Philistines went up and camped in Judah and spread themselves in Lehi. The men of Judah said, "Why have you come up against us?" They said, "We have come up to bind Samson, to do to him as he has done to us." Then 3,000 men of Judah went down to the cave in Etam's rock and said to Samson, "Don't you know that the Philistines are rulers over us? What then is this that you have done to us?" He said to them, "As they did to me, so I have done to them." They said to him, "We have come down to bind you, that we may deliver you into the hand of the Philistines." Samson said to them, "Swear to me that you will not attack me yourselves." The character of the Israelis must have been at a very low point. Samson's wild behavior was not good, but the family of Judah's willingness to sacrifice a brother to the Philistines was horrible. Their father Judah tried that once when he allowed his own brother Joseph to be sold into slavery. Later, he learned how to sacrifice himself for his brothers as he tried to protect Benjamin. Judah's descendants, by coming to bind Samson and turn him over to the Philistines, showed that they were living in fear and not in the confidence that comes from God. At least Samson believed God would help him, even if he was being impulsive. The Bible doesn't say how great the slaughter was, but it was not normal. When one man can simply decide to go and kill a great number of the enemy, it is obvious that he has unusual power. It's hard to believe that Judah didn't know anything about the slaughter, but even when they were told, they chose to give up instead of fight with Samson. I find this very important to my life. God really shines through in the hard times. Sometimes we are able to stop bad things by lying, like Samson's wife did, or by betraying our brother, like the family of Judah did. But in the end, we will still be living in fear and may even get the very same bad results later. May God give us courage to stand in confidence in God during the bad times, so that we can see and enjoy his salvation. Samson was still confident in God's power, however, as we shall see. We also read that he didn't want to fight his own brothers.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.